On any day, all around our country, people from churches are teaching students in schools, running hospitals, caring for people in difficult circumstances, and making our country a better place.
We should teach our history the way it was. That, in large part, is our Judeo-Christian history. It helps constitute who we are as a peoples. It's the basis of our parliamentary democracy, the Westminster tradition.
From the Australian Christian Lobby, The Political Spot.
Welcome to The Political Spot. I'm Catherine Spackman. A Daily Telegraph news story has revealed there are hundreds of child brides in New South Wales. The 2011 census had nearly 700 underage teenagers identify as living in unregistered de facto marriages in New South Wales. Dr. Mark Durie is a theologian, human rights activist, and Anglican pastor, and has written about the issue, urging authorities to do more to enforce marriage laws and restrict unregistered religious marriages. He joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Catherine.
The issue came to light after the federal court heard the story of a woman who was forced into an Islamic marriage at 14 years of age to a man she claimed was 21 years of age. Were you surprised about the number of unregistered de facto marriages here in Australia and in New South Wales?
No, not at all surprised. It's quite to be expected, I believe.
And why is that?
I think the state has not been policing its marriage laws. In the Marriage Act says that it's illegal to conduct a ceremony unless you're properly licensed and unless that's registered. And what's happened is that over time, a culture of not registering religious marriages has developed. And also, there's been a general weakening of marriage in the broader society. So states have worked hard to acknowledge de facto relationships and in a way to make it unnecessary to get married. So those two factors together have created this problem of non-registration of marriages.
It hasn't always been the case that marriages have been registered publicly. How did this evolution of marriage law happen?
It's a really interesting history. Of course, in the early Middle Ages, there was no registration of marriages at all. And it began by the Church. The Fourth Lateran Council introduced a requirement of publicly announcing weddings in advance so that there could be a check of the identity to make sure people hadn't been married before. And then in the Council of Trent, a few centuries later, the Church required a marriage register to be kept. And then in England, in 1753, an Act for the Prevention of Clandestine or Secret Marriages meant that the state policed this in quite a strong way, so they required all clergy to register their marriages and to go through fairly stringent procedures to check that the couples hadn't been previously married. And the reason for that was that it was found that unscrupulous men would marry some people secretly and then disavow that, or maybe they'd already been married before, and some families were left without inheritance, without support, because of the non-registration of marriages. So it was a huge issue in the mid-18th century. And the reason why the Church did it and then the state took over it was to protect vulnerable women and their children from unscrupulous lying men.
Mm. Is that the reason why we continue to register marriages here, or have we forgotten that history and why we made that decision originally?
I think it's the reason why the laws developed that way. I suppose most of the marriage law developed to prevent secret marriages, and a lot of its features, if you're a marriage celebrant today, a lot of things you have to do in terms of checking identity, allowing a time period and so on, are based on that history. But we've forgotten the reason why that exists. That's true. And it's slipped from our collective memory that marriage exists as a public institution in order to provide security, particularly for women who want to enter into a relationship with a man with some sort of guarantee that this person has not already married to someone else, doesn't have another family somewhere else. I had an interesting situation where a couple came to get married, and one of them had been divorced, so he thought, but when he went through the process, he discovered he hadn't actually been divorced. It had never been finalized, and the process of marriage itself ensured that he closed that off, but otherwise he you might have been married to a couple of people at the same time. So the marriage laws are designed to prevent those sorts of things happening.
Mm. And I guess with these underage and unregistered marriages coming to light, it shows that I guess it's still important to do so today, and it's still relevant just as today as it was in the 18th century.
That's absolutely right. Statistics I've heard from the UK suggest that as many as 40% of Islamic marriages are not registered with the state, and there would be a large number in Australia. I don't know if it's as high in Australia. And the problem with non-registration is that people become vulnerable, women become vulnerable, and there's no guarantee that the state requires no guarantee of that the person isn't already married, that that they're eligible to marry. There's no test of the age requirements in this country. The thing that really prevents underage girls or even boys from being married off is the requirement that a celebrant checks their birth certificate at least a month before the wedding. Now, if that process is not happening, if you don't have an authorised celebrant doing those checks, and you have unlicensed marriages happening, then there's you know, it's anything's possible. Anything can happen, and the state has sort of been quite lax about that. And it was interesting. In New South Wales, they're prosecuting a religious cleric for solemnising a marriage involving an underage girl, but it was interesting to hear that that's the first time they've prosecuted anyone for doing an unlicensed person for conducting a wedding in decades. So, you know, people have just not been applying this law.
That was Dr. Mark Durie, a theologian, human rights activist and Anglican pastor, talking about underage and unregistered marriages in Australia. There are nearly 700 such marriages in New South Wales alone.
The Political Spot from the Australian Christian Lobby at www.acl.org.au.